I got Gregs in Greg places where the Greggy Gregs and the Greg chases. Oh, I got Gregs in Greg places.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Chris Gaines.
That's Greg Brooks right there, bro.
Please tell me your favorite Chris Gaines song. I celebrate the whole catalog.
I bet you do. That was the worst decision ever made by anybody. Why did he do that?
Because he wanted to see if he could do a double songy thingy.
That would be like Marilyn Manson coming out and going from shock jock, you know, rocker Marilyn Manson to like a Hanson brother.
Well, I don't think he did Hanson-y songs. He did like alt-rocky songs, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
that's
just do
not
a complete...
as big of a jump.
I don't know,
if you
man.
Can go, if you can go from alt-rock to country, surely you should be able to go from country to alt-rock.
I don't
it's
know.
It's just he wasn't
his
good
was,
at
no,
it.
No, his went from country to like real poppy. It
real
wasn't
pop rock.
Yeah, it wasn't even pop rock. It was
just pop.
It was pop of the day.
Oh,
and the one song that,
because I thought it was an alt rock thing that he did.
The one song he released, and I can't remember the name of it because it was so terrible. It was real slow and sucked hard.
Okay. Well, I'm still Chris Gaines.
The worst decision by anybody ever.
This weekend was a terrible, terrible freaking disaster of a weekend for the U.S. men's soccer team.
Yeah. Tell me more about it.
It could have been worse. It could have been a loss. A mm-hmm. loss would have been very bad.
Mm-hmm.
They had,
but in soccer, they don't believe in losses. It's just, we just play for 1,000 hours.
Oh, because there haven't been ties in football for the past 2 seasons.
Still, that should be eliminated too. I don't think there should be a tie in any sport.
Well, either way, there was a tie. And the game was pretty much won.
It was
2-1.
Mm-hmm.
The team was playing good. Then when they after they scored the second goal, it looked like they all just shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Prevent defense does not help anything.
I heard this morning on a sports radio station that I listen to called Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You just dropped something.
I dropped a name.
Yeah, hard.
Yeah.
Can you pick it up?
No, I don't need to. There was a guy on the U.S. men's national soccer team who, I guess, was dilly-dallying in the corner, and he let the ball go out of bounds. And so instead of having to kick the ball in, he wasted time, and he kicked the ball way down the field, and that set up the attack for the Persians, and they attacked the United States.
Who?
The team that the United States soccer men's national soccer team was playing against yesterday.
The who?
The Peruvians.
The who?
No, they weren't playing the who.
The band The Who.
Yeah.
What about the Guess Who? Were they playing the Guess Who?
Yes. They were playing the band Yes.
You mean the Portuguese.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly who they were playing.
I did like your obnoxious, I don't like soccer, so I have to let everybody know that I don't like soccer post over the weekend.
I didn't say that.
As you did.
No, I didn't.
As you did.
I said, I love how the World Cup brings out the lovers, the haters, and the bandwagoners.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's fun.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like, oh, look, nobody cares about this sport until the World Cup.
Nobody.
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 Nobody in America does.
It's starting. Whether you like it or not. It's starting.
I think that you run this course every 4 years when the World Cup comes mm-hmm. around. It's like, oh, yeah, everybody's going to get behind soccer in America. And that you ride that high for about 6 months, and then nobody's going to care about it in 6 months from now.
All I'm saying is the MLS is expanding.
To where?
They just, like, got 3 new teams in America. It's not like you pay attention to this because it's not up your alley anyway.
It's not.
But for people that actually care, which is starting to grow for the first time really ever...
Mm-hmm.
It's actually starting to get some footing.
That's good. I'm glad the sport's getting some footing.
So instead of where it was in 1994 and Major League Soccer was still struggling to even be a thing, they're actually getting good-looking stadiums, their own stadiums, and lots of teams.
That's good, man. Mm-hmm. I'm all for the expansion of soccer. Just think that there needs to be a few rule changes, and boom, you got a good sport on your hands.
Don't even. Don't even.
What?
I don't even want to hear it, guy who can't be named too.
I'm not going to sit here and kick you in the nuts. I do think that the offsides rule is ridiculous. And I think
that's cherry picking.
What do you mean?
You're going to have a guy stand right next to the goalie the entire game?
Here's the problem. You have breakaway. Right. Okay. So
the breakaways happen.
This is a game where there's very little scoring.
Yeah.
And so in the off chance that there's a breakaway and all this excitement's happening, you're going to call a penalty and when the guy's about to score.
Yeah, because he wasn't onside.
That's the excitement of scoring. Is this guy's going to break away and he's got a chance to go down and score. But yet they're going to call him offsides, and so they're going to stop. Like, they're going to give the ball to the
other team. So then you're going to ruin the game because people will be offsides the entire game.
You just get rid of it.
No. But I'm saying they're going to be offsides the entire game, so now it's going to be ridiculous. Now it's irrelevant. Now the game's irrelevant because they score like 100 goals. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
That's the excitement in soccer.
The excitement is the anticipation for the goal.
The excitement in soccer is watching them score.
No. The excitement is the anticipation. It's the waiting for that moment.
And when that moment happens,
it's the
they
best.
Call them offsides.
No, it doesn't.
That's the excitement.
You're the worst.
How?
The offsides rule is there for a reason, and it keeps the game honest. It's the only pure game left.
I don't believe that.
I do. When I have to wait an hour and a half for 3 minutes of basketball to freaking finish.
Look, I'm not calling basketball into this. It has nothing to do with it.
When football adds more rules than there are, like rules to fly into space.
I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
Baseball with its GD instant replay.
That's pretty ridiculous, too.
Soccer, not changing. That's what I like about it. What do you got, Greg Jake, radio name?
I got all kinds of stuff. You know, I like to dig through the headlines and find entertainment headline newsy things and stuff. And so...
Did you just hear what you said?
Yeah, I did. It was probably the worst sentence ever constructed.
You know how you talk in real life? Well, do you talk like this, man?
That's what you say. You talk like
Boomhauer?
Uh-huh.
That's what you just did. You just Boomhauered really
I did.
Hard.
I did, but it was a little more comprehensible. You just could understand what I was saying.
I mean... You couldn't comprehend what you were saying.
Man, you know, talking stuff and thinking stuff and talking stuff.
There we go.
One of the headlines that just caught my attention was the fact that Pearl Jam has jumped on the Frozen bandwagon and decided to perform Let It Go.
And Eddie Vedder does not hit the notes.
Let it go. Let it go.
Did they change even flow to let it go?
Let
around like frozen ice man. Oh, we don't know. So we freeze them all again.
Frozen girl. Yeah, so Pearl Jam's jumping on the Frozen bandwagon. I'll tell you this, though.
What?
If Pearl Jam does it, I'll become more of a fan of it.
Pearl Jam or of the movie Frozen?
The movie Frozen is just another movie. Did you see it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, it's just another Disney movie. There's nothing great about it. It preaches the fact that isolation is the best way to deal with your problems.
Yeah.
So if you're different, go hide yourself in a room, and then when your parents die, you can take over the kingdom.
She was forced to hide her powers.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
And she let it go.
The parents should have said, hey, look, my child is different, and so let's show her some love, because that's the bottom line.
And who knew that Prince guy was going to be a D-bag? I didn't.
Well,
I didn't see that coming from a mile away.
Prince Hans, I didn't see it coming
either. Prince Hans, what a jerk store.
Complete jerk. He almost kisses her, and he's like, oh Anna.
Ooh, boom.
Oh,
burn.
Anna.
And it was
out.
Funny.
Olaf, the little...
Olaf was really funny.
He's pretty funny.
So
was Kristoff.
Kristoff was pretty good. The deer was pretty good, or the reindeer was
the
pretty
reindeer,
good.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the...
Sven?
No. The other...
Sven is the reindeer.
The chick that gets that gets all frozen. Not the one that does the freezing.
That's
the one
Anna.
Anna.
Yeah.
Anna was funny. That was a funny character.
Hey.
And they did the we finish each other's sandwiches joke. That's always a good one.
She also sings in one of the songs, I don't know if I'm elated or gassy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
That was kind of funny.
Look, the movie's not bad. The message behind it's a little skewed, but it's good.
You gotta let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. I'm just glad that Pearl Jam did a cover.
Pearl Jam
so now
it
makes it okay for me to sing along to it. So if I can find
Well, you're
this...
a dad. You're dad times two. You could sing it if you want.
We had to go to a family reunion over the weekend, and the three girls, there was my daughter, Abigail, my niece, Clarabeth, and then...
CB Cousin.
Yeah, CB Cousin.
CB and Radio.
Then, and then my cousin's daughter, Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
She's... Six,
are they all about the same age?
6, 5, and 4.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's Frozen is right up their alley.
Yeah.
So, a long day of family reunioning. We'd been, you know, shopping. We'd been swimming. We'd been to dinner. And we're back at the hotel in this little area. And the three girls are just loopy as all get out. And they decide, we're going to put on a show for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, they all go over to a little corner and they huddle up and... It wasn't a surprise what they were going to come out and start singing to us.
Was going
to
be Let It Go.
And they all come out and they stand shoulder to shoulder. Mm-hmm. But there's just that timid little kid voice where it's not, they're not belting it out at all. So it's like, Let It Go, Let It Go. You know, and you just wait for them to get above a whisper, but they never do.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to deal with that over the weekend. So it was kind of cute. But Pearl Jam's going to do it. I'm going to sing along to it. That's what I'm saying. That was the point of the whole thing. I had to eat at a place called Fishtails over the weekend, too. Did you see my picture of the actual restaurant?
It was like, it looked terrible. It looked terrible. It looked like that's where they farm the fish.
Right. So.
It looked like a fish farm. I didn't know what the picture was. No, I don't think anybody knew what the picture was.
There's no windows. I don't know what the name of that particular structure is.
Dude. Did you have to join a cult to eat?
That's what it looked like. It looked like a place where cult people, like, it was
a very
Branch Davidian-like.
Yeah.
So we go to pick up barbecue earlier in the day for the lunch part of the day.
So you picked some brisk?
Yeah, I got some brisket and ribs and sausage and all that kind of stuff. My dad says, oh, man, we're going to go to Fishtails later. Best catfish on the planet.
Well.
Okay. I'm like, well, I'm not a huge fan of catfish, but do they have anything else? And he's like, I don't know. I mean, all I've ever had there is catfish. So
your dad is just a very simple man.
He is.
I love him.
He just goes about his way.
Does his thing.
And so I'm not really excited at the fact that there's not going to be anything else here at Fishtails besides catfish. And I'm thinking that it's just a regular restaurant. And he says they're only open
on cat fishery.
They're open on Friday and Saturday. That's it.
You went to straight up a cat fishery, like where they would farm catfish.
So we're driving, and we go to Tishomingo, which is...
That's not a real word.
It is actually a real word. It's where Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert have a ranch. And she has opened up a store there called the Pink Pistol. And they see hundreds, if not 1,000 people a day from all over the world have now descended upon Tishomingo, little bitty Tishomingo that I used to go to every summer and sit around. And the only thing you could do for fun was either A, go play in the creek, or B, go up to the high school and run around the track. So now there's all these little things to do there because Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton live there. So anyway, so we go up to the store. But as we're driving to the store, we pass by this Fishtails place. And I was shocked. I couldn't believe that is where we were going to go eat dinner as a family with everybody in the family. And they were all so behind this place. And we get there that night and it's separated into two sections.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do a break in this Greg Jake story to inform you that I am now worried about the quality of this story. Continue.
So we get to Fishtails. And we pull in to the crappy gravel driveway, and I take my picture. And if you look at the picture, you can see that there's a shed-type area on the left.
Where they murder people.
A smaller shed area.
Yeah, that's where the murders happen.
And then to the right is the elongated, larger shed area. And in between the two little sheds there is the door where you go in. So Erica and I, we get our babies out, and we're walking up, and I'm thinking, all right, here we go. And we go walking in, and to the left, in the smaller shed area, is the seating waiting area. And we walked in, and it looked like everybody in there had a cough or a cold or some kind of infectious disease.
So it looked like a...
It was an infirmary for the most part.
An infirmary, a...
waiting room.
Waiting room. What do they call it? A triage?
Yes. That's what it looked like in that section.
Okay, so there was a triage.
And there was probably 60 people in there waiting for their table.
For catfish.
For catfish. So
you're the guy you used to do radio shows.
I look at... Right. I look at Erica, and she says, oh, hell no. So we turn and we walk out, and we're just standing around outside. And so finally they call us on the loudspeaker, and we go in, and you have to pay up front. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this is a buffet. Great. So I'm not going to get to really order anything else. So I just envisioned just a buffet table filled with just fried catfish all over the place.
Mm. Cody Buck.
Of course you do, Cody.
For three, shoots up his I love fried catfish.
He just throws in I love fried catfish.
Continue.
So we go, we pay, we go and we sit down, and I look over to my left, and there's just a trough of catfish. And I looked at Erica, and I thought, is this really happening? I'm in this place that... It's a shed. It's an elongated...
That is just a trough of catfish. Was there a tartar sauce, like mm-hmm. machine that you just pulled the lever?
See, that would have made it even better.
It was
but
just
no.
Just
a big old bucket of tartar sauce that was kind of yellowed on top.
Yes.
And Erica and I just sat there and looked at each other. And the one thing that I found myself going over to was the Hush Puppies.
Good Hush Puppies.
Hush Puppies were great.
They're jalapeno in there.
They're jalapeno Hush Puppies, and I ate about 70.
You didn't try the catfish?
No.
Why not?
I just couldn't. I couldn't force myself to go eat catfish in this place.
Let me first off and say, great story. Congratulations. I give you an A on this story.
Mm-hmm.
Can I secondly say, if I see a catfish trough, I'm eating out of the catfish trough.
Well, see, I couldn't, man. I don't like catfish to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's just not my type of fish.
It's not your bag. They didn't have anything else.
They did. They had ribs, and they had smoked chicken, and then they had,
you didn't
like...
grab a rib?
I grabbed one rib. I grabbed a rib. I put some sauce on it. I ate that.
Tartar?
Then I ate fried okra and Hush Puppies, and that was it.
The yellow part of the tartar sauce is the best part of the tartar sauce.
And they had peach cobbler. Maybe it was apple cobbler. I'm not real sure. But
these are the pictures I needed. I needed a buffet picture.
Along the top of the trough, they had all the desserts up there. But the place was filled with flies.
Mm.
And so my brother-in-law
Gross.
Went over and he grabbed two of them.
Mm-hmm. Two flies?
Like, no, he grabbed two of the peach cobblers or whatever they were. And he sat down. And I was like, did they have larvae? And he was like, oh, my God. So he took a bite and was like, this is disgusting. So
why didn't the Gibbonses eat at the Pink Pistol?
There's no food there at the Pink Pistol. It's a like a
Tapas?
Soda fountain. No. The Pink Pistol's
I thought you said it was a restaurant.
No, it's a store.
Oh.
It's a clothing store.
Okay.
So, and it's just filled with like, I'm an empowered girl type stuff.
So
country,
why didn't you eat
country
at
flair.
The Pink Pistol?
I mean, I could have eaten a skirt.
Skirt steak.
Could have fried up a skirt,
yeah, skirt
and
steak.
Eaten that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Pink Pistol was cool. You know, there was a soda fountain. Like they've got the old school soda fountain in there.
Should have gotten into that catfish trough.
Maybe next.
Why do you think catfish feels that you didn't eat his kind?
He knows I'm not a catfish fan. I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of the actual fish.
Catfish is probably so mad at you right now.
Nah,
he's like, there was
care.
A whole trough of me.
Dude.
And you didn't partake.
I'm going to see if I have a picture. I know there's pictures
Please
that are
show
floating
me
around.
A picture of the actual innards of this place.
I didn't get a...
You needed to give me innards pictures.
Well, the thing is, and I asked Erica too, I said, do you think... if I start walking around taking pictures, that these people are going to be offended because it's only open Friday and Saturday, and the place was packed, and these people are there because they love this place, and I didn't want to look like the outsider who's there walking around in a polo taking pictures.
You could have just taken a bite of the catfish to at least know why all these people are there.
Okay, so it looks like a big giant inchworm. That's the restaurant.
It looks like a missile silo.
Yeah.
That you'd see in James Bond, the first one with Pierce Brosnan, where he's in the former Soviet Union, and like it would be covered in snow, and you'd be like missile commands inside.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, so let me find.
I really wish you had a picture of the innards of this thing.
No, you can't.
They're
really...
making money hand over catfish at this place.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it doesn't do it any justice. I'm sure there are pictures floating around from the family.
I mean, they're plastic picnic trays.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're eating on.
The tables
is a
are plastic
table.
Picnic tables, yeah. But yeah, I looked at Erica and I was like, do you think they're going to be offended if I take a picture of this? And she was like, I think that they will.
Okay, I see somebody's eating the catfish. At least it looks like it.
There was
there
a lot
might
of
be
people.
Chicken fingers.
There was a lot of people eating the catfish.
Somebody had what looks like steak remains. I can't
That's
tell.
All they served?
I can't tell.
They didn't actually serve a steak. It was just remains of a steak.
There's a lion on the table. Greg's terrible sunglasses. Mm-hmm. A bulldozer.
That's all Aiden's
a
baby
pink
toys.
A cell phone.
Yeah, that's Aiden's stuff. That's my son's toys to keep him occupied.
Yeah, there's like pork chop remains. That looks like a bowl of something. I'm kind of investigating this picture, although who's this guy? Is he related to you? He has to be.
Who?
Is this a Gibbons? This is a Gibbons, right?
No, that's...
That's not a Gibbons?
No, that's Todd. I just met him.
Todd looks exactly like you.
Yes.
Todd looks like he could be your brother.
Todd is related to my cousin's... Or Todd is married to my cousin's daughter.
Oh.
So.
He's not a Gibbons.
No, this is all my mom's side.
Oh,
this
weird.
This is the Evans family.
Okay.
I'll find more pictures that were taken from my dad and my sister and that whole bunch. And I'll
give
put
me
them
interior
up on the,
pictures.
Yeah, I'll put them up on the website a little bit later. So it was an interesting dining experience for sure.
Well, you know, I've been looking to broaden my horizons, and I think that place is on my list.
Hey, look, if you want to go to Fishtails one Friday, we'll jump in the car and we'll drive the 100 miles and we'll go there.
100 miles for a trough of catfish.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, I think actually that should be a show field trip. I think that we should do this.
I will go literally anywhere else.
All right.
Gary, Indiana? Sure.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Tishomingo, Oklahoma, to Fishtails?
Not so much. Not so much.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. Make sure to go check out the website. We'll post pictures as soon as I can get them from family members of Fishtails. Oh, and we called them. This is the other thing. We were sitting there at the swimming pool at the hotel on Saturday, and we were like, do you think Fishtails serves any beer or anything like that? And then we started to giggle. Maybe we should check their website. Ha ha, giggle, giggle. If you see the place, you know that they don't have a website.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister called.
Tee hee.
My sister called them. She said, hey, can we bring, you know, beer or anything like that? And the lady got real snippy with her and was like, we don't serve alcohol in here and you can't bring it in.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like, okay, lady, take it easy. What is that?
That's the new Mac.
Oh, it is?
Dude, I want to see them unbox that. I gotta go.
All right, we're out. Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.